Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Karen Smith. I have an appointment with Dr. Miller for my annual eye exam on Tuesday. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. If possible, I'd like to reschedule for later in the week. If Dr. Miller is available in the afternoon, that would work better for me. I also wanted to ask about your warranty for eyeglasses. What exactly does the warranty cover? Thank you, and please call me back at 555-0110.
Number 71. What kind of business is the speaker most likely calling? Number 72. What does the speaker say about her appointment? Number 73. What is the speaker interested in learning more about? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Curious about how chocolate is made? Then come visit us at Bowden's Chocolate Factory. You'll have a great time. We offer guided tours every Saturday and Sunday at our factory, located directly across from Appleton Shopping Center. During your two-hour visit, you'll observe the creation and packaging of Bowden's products. And each visitor will get their picture taken with Cheery, our adorable chocolate mascot, to take home as a souvenir. Right now, with the coupon available on our website, you can bring in a group of 12 or more people for half the price. Download yours today.
Number 74. What is being advertised? Number 75. What will participants receive? Number 76. What can the listeners do on a website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, everyone. Unfortunately, we've had to stop the movie. As you've probably noticed, we're having technical difficulties with the audio. I'm very sorry about this. We take our sound quality seriously and want you to know we'll have technicians here as soon as possible to resolve this issue. As you exit, please stop by the customer service desk in the lobby to pick up two free tickets for your next movie. Again, my apologies for the inconvenience.
Number 77. Where does the announcement take place? Number 78. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 79. What does the speaker offer the listeners? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
Welcome to Branson Tech's second annual conference on computer security. We decided to try something different to publicize the event this year. We advertised primarily through social media rather than by email newsletters or on company websites, and over 300 people are here. The first presentations will begin in 15 minutes. The talks will take place in different rooms throughout the building, so please be sure to check your programs for the list of topics, speakers, and locations.
Number 80. What event is taking place? Number 81.
Why does the speaker say,
"And over 300 people are here"?
Number 82.
What does the speaker ask the listeners to do?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everyone. On behalf of the Department of Transportation, I'd like to announce a new experimental program to reduce traffic in Greenville. Beginning in January, there will be a $10 fee for each car that enters the city. There will, however, be a lower fee for people who commute to Greenville for work. They will be asked to pay $5 rather than $10. These charges are aimed at deterring drivers from coming into this very crowded area. The program will be in effect for 3 months. After that, we will determine if the program has decreased traffic congestion enough to continue it permanently.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the plan? Number 84. Who does the speaker say will receive a discount? Number 85. What will happen after 3 months? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
Thanks for tuning in to Music Today on Radio 49. First, a reminder that the Classical Music Festival is this weekend. Radio 49 is giving listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets by entering a contest. And tickets are almost sold out. Just go to our website and tell us what you enjoy most on our station, and we'll pick a winner at random. This year is the 10th anniversary of the event, which was founded by a famous classical musician, Umesh Gupta. On tomorrow morning's program, Mr. Gupta will be here for an interview about the history of the festival. Be sure to join us for that.
Number 86. What event is the speaker discussing? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
"Tickets are almost sold out"?
Number 88. What will happen tomorrow morning? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for visiting our booth here at the trade fair. We're so excited to show you our new patio furniture. You're probably familiar with our wooden outdoor tables and chairs, and we want you to know that we've expanded that line to include plastic furniture. This furniture is very durable. It can withstand any kind of weather, and it needs no maintenance. I'm going to hand out a sample of the plastic material we use. Please pass it around after you've had a chance to look at it.
Number 89. What type of business does the speaker work for? Number 90. What does the speaker say is an advantage of the new material? Number 91. What will the listeners do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Noriko, the Human Resources Supervisor here in Albany. I'm calling about your request to transfer to our branch in Havertown. I know your commute is difficult, and it takes you over an hour to drive to this office. So I've contacted the manager at that location, and there is a need for a skilled software engineer. There are a few forms that you'll need to fill out, though, to complete the request. Now we need to talk about your work schedule to decide when you'll start at the new location. Please call me back.
Number 92. Which department does the speaker work in? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"There is a need for a skilled software engineer"?
Number 94. What does the speaker want to discuss with the listener? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following broadcast and schedule.
You're listening to Making My Company with Mark Sullivan. In each episode, I invite entrepreneurs from around the world to talk about how they built their successful businesses. In celebration of our radio show's 10-year anniversary, our website now has all of our previously aired episodes. You can access them with the click of a button. You can even download them onto mobile devices to listen to on the go. Okay, now, I welcome Haru Nakamura to the show. Ms. Nakamura is excited to be here today.
Number 95. Why are guests invited on the speaker's radio show? Number 96. What can the listeners do on a website? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which day is this episode being aired? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and store display.
It's Akira calling from the district manager's office. The visual merchandising team wants to make a slight change to the fall display standards that we sent you yesterday. They want to move the shirts with the vertical stripes, hang them instead of having them displayed on the shelf. We'll display some colorful accessories there instead, like scarves and ties. Also, hang all the socks on grid wall panels by the cash registers. Those sell best when people can grab them when they walk up to pay. The thicker, cold weather socks will be shipped to you soon. You'll get an email confirmation with the details when they're sent.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Where will the scarves and ties be displayed? Number 99. What should be displayed near the cash registers? Number 100. What should the listener expect to receive in an email? This is the end of the listening test.